Welcome to Lesson 36, Basic Copywriting. Imagine for a moment you're starving. There's no food anywhere else in town except for one place, but it's all in vending machines, and every can, box, and package has no labeling, just a price tag. There's nobody to talk to, only vending machines. Will you buy anything? Maybe, maybe not. If you've got a lot of money, it might be worth the risk, but who knows what you're actually paying for? On the other hand, if every penny is precious, you'll probably decide to keep looking. The risk is just too great to make the purchase. What if there was a way to eliminate, or at least mitigate, the risk so that you knew what you were getting? There is. It's called marketing copy. Packaging and labels? Marketing copy. Sales pages? Marketing copy. Social media posts? Marketing copy. Copy helps reduce the risk for the buyer. It tells them what they're getting and usually a little bit about why they should buy. All copywriting is predicated on a single idea. You need to know who you're speaking to. What audience will be consuming this copy? That's why we've spent a lot of time before this lesson homing in on your ideal audience in a few different ways. Because when you know who you're speaking to, it's a lot easier to tell them just what they need to know and not oversell them. Because you can talk yourself right out of a sale by oversharing. Copy is one part information and one part persuasion. You're giving them information, that is, what they're getting, how it works, that kind of thing. And also persuading them to see why your option is their best choice. There's a fine line between persuasion and manipulation, so you need to exercise a little care about what you're saying to encourage people to buy from you. We want to use the power of persuasive copywriting for good and not for evil, because there are a lot of folks out there who are doing some pretty underhanded things. Don't be that guy. Now, to that end, in your bonus resources, you're going to find the 10 Commandments of Copy from Jared Tullis. He is a copywriter and a graduate of the Creative Freedom Incubator. He did a workshop for our Accountability Club members to help us get a better grip on writing copy that sells, and you can find that bonus material inside your resources for this lesson. In this lesson, though, we are going to go through the 4x6 copy framework developed by another copywriter, and his name is Kevin Rogers. This is one of the easiest ways that I've found to craft copy that covers all the bases and works for just about anything you're trying to sell. It's called the 4x6 because there are 4 pieces of information and 6 essential reasons to buy. When you fill out these questions, you've got the basic bones for any sales copy, no matter what you're trying to sell. So let's run through them one at a time. Number 1, what is it? That's the first question you have to answer. Keep it simple. It's called the Creative Freedom Incubator. It's a 3-tiered program designed to help you grow your business, whatever stage of business you're at. This does not have to be lengthy or complicated. What is it called and what does it do for you? Not even how does it work, unless that's an important part of what it does for you. We want people to know what this is that you're offering. Number 2, who are you? This is the second essential bit of information that people need. Your buyers need to know who's offering this thing and why they should trust you. I'm Lisa Robin Young. I built the incubator to be the support system that creatives need to define and achieve success on their own terms. I was tired of trying to shoehorn myself into somebody else's mold and realized the best way for anyone to do business is to build a business that works for the way that you work. Again, doesn't need to be lengthy, right? Buying a laptop from Mac, from Apple, is different than buying a laptop from Joe's Laptops down on the street corner. They're both laptops, but knowing who's selling that laptop makes a big difference in terms of building trust, okay? That's why people want to know who you are. Number 3, why can't I live without this? Now, this is where you show them what's at stake. Kevin uses a stoplight to describe the 3 potential clients for your offer. A green zone problem is a problem for someone who's a little uncomfortable, but they may be okay with tolerating what's been going on for a while. They may or they may not buy it. They're not super in a rush here. A yellow light is somebody who's feeling uncomfortable and may actively be looking for a resolution. Okay, they're beyond just itchy pants, and they're like, I know I need to make some changes, but I don't feel confident, comfortable, or safe in doing so. That's the yellow light. A red light is someone with real urgency for what you have to offer. For example, the Creative Freedom Incubator green light is a creative entrepreneur who wants to grow their business with more ease and more focus and maybe have some help along the way. Yellow lights are creatives who have been struggling to grow and they're tired of the endless hustle on everything. They're spending more time doing stuff that they hate and less time on the stuff that they truly love. Red lights for the Creative Freedom Incubator are creatives that have been trying to do all the things for far too long, and they're ready to have somebody else help them so that they can get their life back and make great money doing what they love and have the time and the freedom to enjoy it. So these are probably people who are just about ready to quit and give up on their dream, but they're willing to try one last time before they do. That's who typically comes to the incubator. Number four, how long will it take? Now, this is about results. We'll talk a little bit later about right setting expectations for other things. But in this instance, people want to know, how long is it before I get some results? And you need to right size their expectations about what happens between the time of purchase and the time of their final results. Now, this is easy if you're offering a product. Pay 99 cents and download your song instantly. Or allow 2 to 6 weeks for me to paint it, another week to ship it, and then you'll be hanging it on your wall within a few minutes. Okay? With services that take time to show results or that are offering a transformation, this can be a bit more tricky. For example, the incubator is a 12-month program. We start with a 90-minute onboarding session to work out our focus for the first couple of months. That gives people an idea of what to expect and how long it'll take before they're gonna start seeing results. That's what number four is all about. Those are the first four pieces of the 4x6. These are the four critical pieces of information that your potential buyers need to be able to make an informed decision about whether or not you are the right person for the job and this product is the right offer for them. Can you give them more detail than that? Sure, almost every sales page does. But these are the bare bones minimums. They need to know what it is that you're selling, who you are trying to sell it to them, why they need this thing that you're selling, and how long it's going to take for them to get some kind of a result. Then we move into the six reasons that people should buy from you right now. This is the stuff that helps them make the decision to put the money in your pocket right now today instead of waiting or comparison shopping or looking for something else. The first four pieces of information tell them, yes, this offer is in alignment. This is what I need. This is what I'm looking for. The next six pieces are all about why they should buy it from you. So number one, what's the value to me as the buyer? This is where you're comparing what you're offering to doing things a different way or to doing nothing at all. For a piece of art, for example, the value is in the satisfaction they get or the people they help or the statement that it makes, what it says about them. The alternative is doing nothing or buying from somebody else, which won't be as satisfying or it won't be as fun or it won't help people in the same way. This is one reason that cause marketing has blown up over the recent past. When you buy from a shoe company, they also donate a pair to a person in need. And if you buy your shoes somewhere else, you won't get that same good feeling or contribution to a worthy cause. So there's a value there that they get by buying from you instead of doing something else. Number two, where's your proof? This is where you want to validate the value that they're getting. Things like social proof, testimonials, before and after photos, even evidence or research from respected sources if you're new or you don't have any testimonials of your own yet. Also, if your offer includes a little bit of effort, be willing to celebrate that instead of hiding it. For example, the incubator isn't for everyone. It is not a magic bean, but it can feel like magic when you've got your business running like a well-oiled machine and you have your life back. So we use testimonials from our clients to play up the fact that they worked smarter, not harder, in the incubator, and the results speak for themselves. If you are a performing artist, you can use reviews and what fans have said about your earlier work as part of that social proof for this new offer that you're floating. Number three, what's your guarantee? Guarantees are another way to mitigate risk, but that doesn't mean you have to do the standard 10-day or 30-day money-back guarantee. I don't. Because of the nature of my programs, very few of them are refundable. In most cases, I'll let them apply their investment to working with me in some other way, like getting a private coaching session or applying it to a different program. I very rarely give refunds. And I'm clear about that in the process of working with me. My guarantee for the incubator is that if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting the same results, but they're going to diminish over time. If you want different results, you need to be willing to do things differently. So your guarantee doesn't have to be, I'm going to give you money back. It's a way to mitigate risk. It's a way to take the risk for the buyer away so that they feel like they trust you more and they're more likely to say, okay, I'm going to put my money with you instead of with somebody else. Again, it's like, am I going to give $1,000 to Joe on the street corner for a laptop, or am I going to give that $1,000 to Apple for a MacBook? I feel more comfortable giving that money to a company that I know and trust versus some dude, some random guy on a street corner. Okay. Number four, what bonuses are you including? Now, to be clear, you don't need to include any bonuses. Sometimes that only makes it harder for somebody to say yes, because now it feels like they're getting way more than they need. But a free gift or free shipping when they spend $100 can be an easy way to encourage your buyer to say yes. This is called a gift with purchase, okay? Or a purchase with purchase, something that's normally $100, you can buy it for $10 when you spend $200 or whatever. Like, this stuff happens all across multiple industries, and you can do it for your business as well. Keep it simple. One or two things that increase the real value of the result or the main offer. Don't pile on 40,000 bonuses. And don't include a bunch of stuff that doesn't seem connected to the offer. I see this happen all the time. You're going to get $72,000 worth of bonuses, and most of them don't even apply to what I've purchased. So I'm probably never going to use them anyway. So they don't even feel like bonuses to me. I don't need all of that. Instead, give me something I can use. For example, if you join A Club and you pay for the full year in advance, you get an extra coaching session with me. And most people like having 5 coaching sessions over the course of a year instead of one every quarter, because that way they've got some extra time in case they need it. Number 5, how do I order? And please make it easy for me. So don't assume they know how to order. Tell them what to do and what to expect. And this is another piece of that timeline thing, right? Like, we're right-sizing expectations around the timeline for things. We want to do that here too. What happens when I place this order? Between now and the time I get the thing, what's going to happen? So click the blue button and you'll be sent to the order page and you can access your download right away. Or apply now and we'll set up a time to talk. Whatever the process is between clicking a button and giving the money and getting the thing, they need to have some kind of an idea about how that works. Keep it simple, keep it clear. And finally, number 6, the crossroads close. This is where you invite them to make a decision one way or the other. Thus the term crossroads. They're at a point where they need to choose. They're at a crossroads. Which path will you take? You can keep doing it the old way, do nothing, or try it like this. Or you can buy it now and be enjoying it within minutes, or stay where you're at and be left behind. Now, that is not the best way to word that, in my opinion, but I've seen it done that way. Okay, this is where you need to exercise caution about bordering on manipulation. The closing is the place where your buyer is at their most vulnerable. They're sitting there with cash in hand deciding whether or not to part with their hard-earned cash for your offer. Now, you definitely want to encourage them to say yes to you, but shaming them, blaming them, or even harassing them into making the purchase will only lead to buyer's remorse later. They'll be mad at you, they'll be upset that they ordered, they'll be looking for any excuse to get out of it, especially if it doesn't measure up to their expectations. So don't create that kind of energy in the first place. Instead, focus on how their life is going to be better when they choose your offer, rather than harping on how miserable and painful it is for them without your offer. Because that can feel manipulative and very high pressure, twisting the thumb screws, as it were. That is not the best way to start a customer relationship, and I don't recommend it. And I'll tell you right now, there are thousands upon thousands of people out there who do it because it works. shaming people into giving up their credit card information, blaming them for the results that they're not getting, and then harassing them into working with you or buying from you. There are lots of people out there who are doing it, and just because it works doesn't mean it's something you should be doing. There are lots of things in the world that work that we shouldn't be up to because they violate human decency. Okay, that's manipulation. We want to get away from that and focus on how are we helping people make the best decisions to serve themselves that also help us. That's what we're trying to do here. And that's it. That's the 4x6 method. Those first four pieces of information: what is it? Who are you? Why can't I live without this? And how long will it take? And then the six reasons that they should buy from you. What's the value? Where's your proof? What's your guarantee? Are you including any bonuses? How do I order? And please make it easy. And then give them that close, that invitation to make a decision. That's the 4x6 method, step by step. And you can use it to sell just about anything. You can also mix and match the elements. You don't need to put them all in this order, okay? Some people start with, hi, I'm Sally. Here's my thing. This is what it means to you. Other people are like, let me talk about what the problem is and how this solves it, and then I'll talk about who I am. It doesn't matter what order you put it in. It's just that all these things need to be there so that people have all the information, the basic information that they need to be able to make a buying decision that's empowered and not manipulated. You'll find an example in the bonus resources for this lesson to help you see how it flows with a real offer that we're working on at Creative Freedom HQ. You'll also find a link to a Google document that you can copy for yourself and use for your own offers so that you can answer these questions on a piece of paper in a way that works for you. And your assignment is to pick one of your offers and do the 4x6 copywriting exercise on it. See if you can home in on the right audience for your offer. Who are your green, yellow, and red light folks? And try sharing the copy with the people in your audience. Document what happens. And remember, plan, do, evaluate, and celebrate your results. In our next lesson, we're rolling into one of the last mindset modules. We've been together for a while now, and it's about time to start wrapping stuff up. This next to the last module is about thinking like a business owner. It's about moving from tracking your awareness to making proactive decisions that are going to help you move forward. And I will see you there.